Welcome back to the show, episode 111. 111, baby. Triple ones. We're doing it. Welcome back to the show. Did you see somebody got hit by the Google Maps car? The car that's responsible for driving around and mapping everything so you can look at the $200 million house on Zillow that you're never going to buy. The Street View car hit somebody. In Africa, they were just riding a motorcycle and they turned and the Google Maps car said, I got to get this shit done. And it kept going, ran this poor guy over, shoe went flying. I mean, no wonder other countries hate us. If I got hit by the Google Maps car, I would join the Taliban that same day. As I'm laying there on the floor, somebody would hand me an AK and I'd be like, yeah, I know what I have to do. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? If I got hit by the Google Maps car, I would be holding a machine gun in the back of a Toyota. Unbelievable, dude. Who do you even call? Hey, do you know what hit you? Yeah, Google hit me. I got ran over by fucking Google. Now, I was reading the article and they were saying that it had somebody in there, which makes it even worse. But I think it was just autonomous. Autonomous. It was autonomous. That's it, right? Gosh, I have engineer friends listening to this. Yeah, it's autonomy, you dumb fuck. Okay. Yeah, so apparently it was self-driving. And it just kept going. You can follow the car's point of view of hitting this guy. And it has like the shoe flying and everything. Oh, man. Down bad. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting. Because what do we do when every car is self-driving and you get run over? Who hits you? I have no idea. Every crash is a hit and run. You think the robot's going to give a fuck? No, the robot's going to be like, I have to be at work on time. Okay? I don't care. Oh, did anybody else get the emergency service alert at 4:46 a.m. this week? I'm in Central Florida. And dude, 4 a.m. it was like, wah, wah. And I was like, that's not my alarm. I was like, is it 6 a.m. already? What? No way. 4:46, dude. Some emergency bullshit Amber Alert. Like, you guys couldn't have waited? Oh, whose job is that to fire that text message out? Fire those motherfuckers, dude. 4:46 a.m.? Dude, that's like the government setting your alarm for you. You realize how crazy that is? Orange County Sheriff's Department or whatever woke me up, bro. That's bullshit. Oh, well, it's not like I was having a good dream anyway. You ever had a dream where you were at work? Yeah, you know, like you have a dream that you, for some reason, work at Target and you're helping someone find something. And then you wake up to an alarm and then you realize you have to go to like your actual job. And you're like, well, I don't know, dude. Can you get like a dream paycheck? Can I buy some shit in my dream? Why? I've had so many dreams where I'm just like waiting tables. Like, can I get an extra mayonnaise? And you're like, yeah, I'll be right back. And then you wake up and you're like, you got to go work the brunch shift. And you're like, well, what the hell, dude? I'm doing a double today. Why was the dream so real? I could have dreamt about anything and I was waiting tables. What does that say about me? One of you crystal girls, send me, investigate my dream, figure out what's going on. I dated a girl who was into dreams. I would always make the mistake of, she would always have a dream that I was cheating on her. Yeah, and then eventually I got tired of it. She's like, I had a dream you cheated on me. And you know, the first night you're like, I would never do that. You know, it was just a dream. Oh, babe, it's just a dream. You know, I'm here, you know. And after like the 90th time, she's like, you cheated on me. I'm like, well, what did she look like? What? The girl in the dream that I cheated on you with, what did she look like? Oh, she was blonde with big tits? You're like, oh, yes. Even in the dream realm, I'm crushing it. Yeah. I had a dream you were having a threesome without me. I'm like, what were you doing in my dream? I didn't know that was possible. No, but I made the mistake of telling her one of my dreams one time where I was like, I was in a lake and I was just surrounded by alligators and I was just fighting them off until one of them bit me in the leg and then I woke up. Like, that's what woke me up. And she's like, what were you dreaming about? And I was like, oh, I was fighting these alligators. And she's like, you had alligators in your dream? And I was like, yeah. I guess that's kind of normal for growing up in Florida. And she's like, alligators mean a positive change is coming into your life. You know, it was always something like that. You had a squirrel in your dream. That means 5 years of good luck. Yeah, it was never like, oh, a turtle. You had a dream about a turtle? That means 2 blowjobs a day. You know, it was never that. Oh, shit. What are we even talking about here? Electric Comedy, St. George. Get your tickets. I think there's 8 tickets left. It's my first ever headlining theater show. It's a small theater. I'm pumped. It's in St. George, Utah. We're about to sell it out. And thanks everyone who got tickets. Thanks everyone from Salt Lake that's going to make the drive. People in Vegas that are making the drive. It's 2 hours to the club, so that's pretty cool. And shout out to everyone who's been buying the merch. I just got a new camera so I can actually shoot this show. Before, I was using the iPhone. And it was just, it would shut off at minute 8, minute 25. And you're just like, dude, what the heck? And you'd have to delete something or transfer files. And made me just not even want to do the show. So I ended up getting this new Sony camera. It's not an ad, but a little $500 Best Buy finance dealio. And we're fucking making it happen, dude. So hopefully it looks good. It says it's in 4K, so we'll see about that. But I was getting air in my tires this week at the Wawa. Shout out to Wawa, man. Say what you want, dude. Oh, they're a giant corporation taking over every gas station. Yeah, good. They offer free air for your tires. You're not getting $1.50 in quarters that are all sticky for some reason and putting them in that machine. The thing barely works. Wawa's perfect, dude. You can set the tire pressure. Boom. So I got a nail in my back left tire. Whatever. Still riding. Still cruising. So every 2 days, I got to get some air in the tire. I can't even see the nail. I don't even know where it is, but there's just a leak for some reason in my back tire. So for every 48 hours, I got to fill it up. And I know I should just go get it plugged. I just haven't had the time. And then when you do go to the place, they're like, there's 8 cars ahead of you. And you're like, well, how long is it going to take? 4 hours? Okay, yeah, fuck that. I'll just put some air in my tires. But yeah, I've had the worst time with this car, man. I've probably replaced every tire on each side at least once. So I've been putting more money into tires than I have gas. But yeah, so much construction around here in Central Florida. So I'm putting air in my tires. And this guy pulls up and his back tire was like super flat. And so I was like, oh, here, take this. You know, take the hose real quick to fill that up. And he's like, my ex-girlfriend just punctured my tire, man. What the fuck, man? I gotta fill the air up quick. And I was like, yeah, man, do it. And I was like, what do you want me to set the gauge to? Because it'll stop. It'll beep and let you know when your tire's full of air so you don't overinflate it or underinflate it. And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, you don't know how much PSI your tire's supposed to have? And he's like, where do I find that out? So I'm like, all right, it's in the door. So if you don't know, look at your driver's side door. There's like a big sticker. Has all the information. So a little tip for you non-car people. Not that I'm a mechanic by any means, but I know a few things that I've had to learn over the years of driving cross country to perform for $37 and some mozzarella sticks. But anyway, Yeah, so this guy was like, my crazy ex-girlfriend just punctured my tire. And this guy was probably, I don't know, early 60s. He had probably about 3 teeth. He was smoking a cigarette. It's like older black dude. Gosh, he was so funny, man. He's like, my crazy ex just punctured my tire, man. I got to fill it up and try and get to a, you know, a tire shop down the street. And he's like, she's crazy, man. She's crazy. And I was like, well, how was the sex? He was like, what? I was like, was the sex good? And he's like, man, it was the best shit I ever had in my life, man. Let me tell you. I was like, hey, that's how it is, man. The craziest ones are usually the best, right? And he starts laughing. And as he's backing out, he goes, on God. And I haven't laughed that hard. And I don't know, maybe ever. Just a guy backing out, an old dude backing out, going, on God. Oh, I wish you could have seen his face when he said that with the cigarette hanging out of his mouth. On God. My neighbors are going to be like, what the fuck is going on over there? Sorry, my voice sounds a little raspy. I don't know. I don't know where this stuffiness just came from. Maybe it's about to rain here or something. I saw a thing on Instagram. Somebody posted a newspaper article of the world's fattest man in 1890. And he was in the circus. And people were paying money. People were coming from all over to pay to see the fattest man ever, dude. People used to pay to see that. Now you just walk out of your house and you can see the fattest person ever. Go to any Walmart and you'll be like, wow. Imagine, people used to pay for that shit and now you can just, well, some of you can probably just look in the mirror and be like, fuck. You know, if this was 1890, somebody would be paying to come see me. Some guy's wiping ranch off his chin right now. Like, oh, looks like I was born in the wrong generation. Ugh. Disgusting. But yeah, all our food is just like so bad for you. All that starch and shit, all those chemicals, the dyes. I mean, dude, I used to be a fat kid, man. We had like no knowledge of nutrition. 90s kids? Dude, Go-Gurt was like, oh, what do you do for breakfast? Oh, I'm just going to have a Go-Gurt. What the hell flavor is fucking Lime Blast or whatever the hell that is? It's not even, there's no fruit called Lime Blast. What are the flavors of Go-Gurt? Shrub. It was so, looking back, dude, the other night I had Pop-Tarts and I was like, oh my God, I used to eat these first thing in the morning. And they're like, oh, your child has ADHD. It's like, no, dude, I'm on 6 root beers right now. Fridays at lunch at school, they'd give us corn, a square piece of pizza, which was kind of fire at the time. Now if I had that, I'd probably throw up. But for some reason, that Friday pizza, that square pizza was always hitting. And then a spoonful of corn and milk. And then we're just supposed to go, like, solve for X in math class? Hell no. Yeah, my brain's not working. They gave me the world's largest cookie at lunch. I mean, do you remember kids were eating fries every day in that Tyson chicken sandwich? Lord knows what was in that. There's always something crunchy in there. Some extra crunchy shit in that Tyson sandwich. But yeah, not to get off track, I just saw this thing on it was school lunches from around the world. Dude, America's school lunch is dog shit. If you saw it, you would be like, that's going to a prisoner. Like, there's really no difference. But yeah, some school lunches were like salmon, zucchini, squash, risotto, lamb chops. And then it shows, America's school lunch. It was like an orange and some mozzarella sticks. And you're like, what the fuck is that, dude? Kids are so malnourished from eating school lunch. I don't know how they get the AR-15 through the doors. You think they wouldn't have the bicep strength. What else do we have, man? The Down Syndrome Barbie. So the Barbie brand made a Down Syndrome doll. I know most of you. I know you've probably seen this. I was looking in the comments just because it is fun to see people's reaction to different things, but it seems like the overall majority vote for the Down Syndrome Barbie is people were mad that the Barbie didn't look Downs enough. They were like, she looks like a normal Barbie to me. And I'm like, just let it be. Why is everyone going to get so hot? The fact that this is a giant news story. Barbie has... We made a Down Syndrome Barbie and the country just erupts into debate immediately. Like, no wonder. No wonder there's potholes everywhere. We can't even... People were like, that Barbie looks normal to me. Why is that Barbie not drooling? It's like, whoa, what's going on, dude? Everybody relax. Holy shit. But yeah, plenty of videos on the way. Thank you for sharing the videos. We just hit 24,000 on Instagram. So shout out to that. I'm going to try to hit, I think we get to 100K by December. I'm going to drop a special this year. I was hesitant to announce it, but I'm like, nah, fuck it. It's going to be out December 21st of this year. So a little ways away, but that'll come up fast. And then, yeah, like, subscribe if you appreciate the show. Share it to a friend. Get the Florida Man merch, man. Shout out to everyone who bought that. Yeah, I'll see you guys next week. You want to smoke something? You've seen him perform all over LA. Give it up for Sean Madden, everybody. What have we got here? A fucking comedian. This show's not going to go well.